Joining me in the studio is the Director of Communications for the Mexico Public Schools, Marcy Orr. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here. And we've got several things that have been going on with the district. Some breaking news, if you will. We broke this on Friday, as a matter of fact. But a new superintendent has been hired, and he will be taking over, I think it'll be July the 1st. Tell us about the new superintendent, if you will.
Absolutely, yes. We have lots of news in the district right now. I don't know how much time we have this morning. So. But yes, we do have a new superintendent. Dr. Troy Lentz is going to join us here as a Mexico Bulldog. He's currently the superintendent at Osceola Public Schools down south, and he also was superintendent at Norborn School District. So he's been a superintendent for several years, and he will start on July 1st, as you mentioned. Some of his background does include focusing on relationships with staff and with the community, and then also the overall school climate. He's worked on that. Ironically, he's been through 3 bond issues, so he'll be able to help us with Pause for Progress and moving that forward. So we're excited to welcome him. We've already scheduled a couple of meetings in district, and as his time allows with Osceola and finishing out his duties there, he'll be in town to help us prepare for next school year.
All right. As you have alluded to, there is a bond issue going on within the Mexico School District currently. It is called Pause for Progress. One of the items that this focuses on, it's a $21 million no tax increased bond issue. We want to put that out there. But one of the issues, and the money will go towards HVAC. We kind of saw this issue really come to the forefront whenever we were having freezing temperatures back in January. It had caused several of the buildings to shut down. Tell us about, you know, the HVAC system here. And you're getting some questions on social media about this. People are asking, how come we're replacing all these HVAC systems all at once? How come we didn't do this, previously and kind of look at it, before? Kind of explain to the listeners this morning how that is going to work.
Sure. I'll try to answer all those questions.
Yes.
So we did cancel school in January. So we had several days out of school for inclement weather. And then whenever many school districts around us were going back, we had to cancel an extra day. So it honestly just looks kind of silly, right? Because everybody's going back and then we can't. But it's because of our HVAC systems, and the heat couldn't keep up. So, for instance, in Eugene Field, I walked through there whenever we were back in session, and some of the heat was still out. And we had an elementary classroom that had 3 elementary classrooms in it at one time. So they were running class, and I know elementary teachers and former teachers out there can probably understand why that might be a little tough for the day. And then also in August, at the middle school, we had some systems that couldn't keep up with that over 100 degree heat and heat index, and we had moved some classrooms around at that time too. So honestly, it just causes disruption to the learning environment, and we can't stay on schedule and be consistent with the things that we need to do for student learning. And behind the scenes, people don't see how much it affects our maintenance department. So to answer your question about the systems, we have about 450 units across the district, and this bond issue is for 30 units. So we have a great proactive system to where we do maintenance and upgrades, and at this time, those 30 units are the ones that are up front. We've actually increased efficiency. Whenever I talked to our maintenance director yesterday, he was telling me about even whenever we did the last bond issue and worked with some of these HVAC units or other units at that time, even though we did construction, our utility cost went down because of our efficiency went up at that time.
The other thing we wanted to go over this morning, spring break. It is just around the corner. I know a lot of people can't wait for this. Tell us when the spring break is going to be happening in Mexico.
Absolutely. So we're in session this week, and then spring break starts on the 25th. So we'll be here this week and next week, and then spring break starts the week of the 25th, and we are out the entire week. And whenever we were working on the school calendar for next year, it worked out to where we'll have a full week next year as well. So hopefully everybody will get a little bit of a break. The weather this week is making everybody a little antsy.
It's Speedos and bikini weather, everybody. And spring break is on the way. We certainly appreciate you stopping in here, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Matt.